Hello, welcome. I am so happy to welcome you in the Obvious Choice Private Podcast, where we are tackling the age-old issue of imposter syndrome, while also helping you connect with being the authority that you actually are already, which will help you become this expert, which will help you step into this identity of the expert and the authority the right way, and make you become the obvious choice for people. Because when you put on an identity, when you step into and embody your authority and being an authority in the space you are in, your actions will change, how you express yourself will change, your confidence will shift, and people will feel that on the other end. People will start to see you as someone who actually has the solutions. When you actually root into the beliefs of, I am the obvious choice of people, I am the authority, I have the best solution for you, people will feel the same. People will have the same subconscious beliefs, and they will want to work with you. They will want your solutions, and they will choose you over everyone else in your field, no matter how many years they have on you, no matter how much experience they have on you. When you really see yourself and step into this identity of an expert, people will see that. You will radiate that out, and you will be fully booked with clients. That's just it. And this is a very important stepping stone into building your soul business, your business that is built around your purpose, your soul pull, because your soul pull will require you to trust yourself above everyone else. And it's very hard to do that when you are feeling like a fraud, when you are doubting yourself, when you are comparing yourself to other people, and when you feel like there are other people who have better solutions than you have, which is not true. For the people that you are meant to help, you have the best solution for them. The only missing piece is that you are not rooted into that belief. You are not taking that on as your identity. And when you do, again, like I said, other people will believe that too. And you will be able to actually create so much more from your fullest potential, because when you see yourself as someone who actually has the best solutions, you will trust your ideas more. You will trust your capabilities more. You will actually use a lot of the capabilities that you are maybe not using right now because you feel like those are not important. So those all go into, first of all, figuring out what is the unique thing that you are here to create, which is basically your soul pull, and also giving you the confidence and the self-trust to create it in your own unique way, which again is the how of the soul business. This is how you create a business that is uncopyable, when you really let yourself use your unique value, your unique gifts, and everything else. So this is kind of the foundational piece for that. In this first episode, what I want you to focus on, what I want you to get out of the way, is understanding where you are feeling like an imposter in your business right now. How does it actually show up? Because when I looked into imposter syndrome, and I have this ability to actually dissect things, like big intangible things, and see the different puzzle pieces that actually make up that thing, I found that there are very easily identifiable pieces of imposter syndrome, which actually need a little bit of a different care, and they need to be shifted in different ways so they are gone for good.